Good evening. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Lake service desk. We just do a quick check to see if N2OIQ is around. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time for any emergency traffic. Okay, I'm trying to remember when the next month's meeting is. I believe it's on the 17th here. I'm just checking quick. Okay. Well, I think the next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, October 20th. At 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Martin Community Center, 106 Scholar Street, Boomer, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. We had a good meeting tonight, good turnout. I think we had 10 people there, so that was good. Good for our meetings, anyway. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still have not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomerarc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any EchoLink stations wishing to check in?
WV2RUQ.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in through the EchoLink system mobile tonight.
All right, there's two here in the EchoLink queue. So we'll start with WB2REQ, my father John down there in the Hudson Valley. What's going on tonight?
Yeah, KD2AIT, WB2RUQ. And here in the valley named after the late Henry Hudson. Not much. It's a nice house, about 68 degrees. The pillows will drop in the 50s. So nice cool evenings. And we were up in Ellenville for the afternoon, grabbed a bite to eat, and Gloria had a chiropractor appointment, and then worked our way back down through Walker Valley. So we just kind of enjoyed the day, and I'm working on some project stuff for Apex, and that's about it. So, with that, I'll turn it back to you. WB2RUQ.
All right. Oh, great. Sounds like you had a nice, easy day. I guess Jeff's coming up here this weekend. He'll be coming up Friday, so we're going to... We got some camp projects to attend to. That ought to be a lot of fun. All right, we'll catch up with you later. All right, KD2FPM, long time no see. What's going on, Kevin?
Hey, good evening, Jeff. KD2FPM here. Yeah, it was a pleasure to meet you guys tonight up there, and unfortunately, I just... The mobile unit here in my vehicle, but that did not work out so well. So, just getting back into North Utica, past the Wally World, heading down on what would be Route 5 River Road here, and I got 63 degrees under mostly clear skies, and I appreciate you guys letting us hang out with you tonight. That was really cool, so pleasure is mine. On that note, I'll say 7-3, I'll back out and I'll listen.
All right, Kevin, well, it's good to see you up there. We had a good turnout tonight. We always like it when some people show up, and you, you You know, we had some of the regulars not be able to make it tonight, but everybody else made up for it, so it was good. All right, well, thanks, Kevin. You have a safe ride back there, and we'll catch up with you later. All right, that's it for the EchoLink stations, as far as I can see on my control panel here. So this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
M2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
WA2U, good evening.
Alright, there's two more. We'll start with N2PFM. George, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, good evening, Jeff, and everybody else out there on the net. Temperature 61 degrees here after a range today of 53 to 74. And that pickle water battery thing worked out fairly well. It turned out that the charger had cut off overnight, and it didn't charge up the whole thing the way it should have. And it almost started, it just made the starter go tick, 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 tick. So I put charger across it, started it up and everything, let it run about 15 minutes, shut it off, started right up again. Then I let it sit for about 4 hours or so, started right up again. So with the battery disconnected, I'm leaving it sit out there tonight and put the battery negative terminal back on in the morning and see if it starts. But it certainly does make an improvement. And it'll take a battery that couldn't put out more than 2.7 volts to put out just a little over 12. So can't be anything too wrong with that. But that will say God bless and 73s and 2 PFM clear.
All right, well, good luck with that, and see if it'll get a good charge in there tonight, and some of them will kick off, some of those chargers will kick off when it reaches a certain voltage, and then they're supposed to float charge after that, at least most of the, you know, newer ones, newer meaning, you know, after 2000 or so. But all right, George, well, good luck, and we'll catch up with you later. WA to you, John, good evening, what's going on?
Well, good evening, Jeff. Sounds like the meeting had a great turnout. WATU and everyone on frequency, those that are checked in and those out there listening, had a good day today. Kathy did some stuff out in the garden, got the lawnmower out, and it's kind of a new acquisition, one of those fancy Hondas. You know, it do self-propelled or not, and boy, you have to throttle on that. Yeah, can end up jogging in back of it. So she did some stuff, and I love it because I used to be the official lawnmower starter and bag emptier, and this one you can either do mulch or do the bag thing or whatever, but you turn a key and it all starts. It's a beautiful thing, although I'm still the official filler up of the gas. So I did my new acquisition. I went over and I cut up a couple logs. My new thing is after doing that, you know, getting the wood ready, I cut up a log now. Got a, you know, another load of logs a few weeks ago and block them up and bring them over to the wood splitter, split them up, and Kathy piles them. So rather than having this great big mountain of split wood, it seems to work out a little bit better. The weather was nice out there, so tomorrow I'm going to cut up some wood. Friend's going to come over. We're going to cut up some of the tops of the. We had about 10 trees taken down here out by the driveway, and we're going to cut them up and get them ready for the fire ring on Thursday. So we'll cut them into at least 3 foot lengths, and we'll have that. Boy, the amount of time you can do that is numbered. We had a, high of about 75. And the low, I actually checked this twice, went down to 39. I don't know if somebody's putting ice out there on the sensor, but it was down to 39. So now, of course, instead of opening the windows at night, we close them. So we don't want to have to get the fire going yet. So did some of that stuff and ordered some CDs today. It's now you can just call up and order CDs and free delivery. And well, I go to a store to buy them, they free delivery right to your house. So glad everyone had a good time at the meeting, and we did enjoy the flywheel and pulley get together. It wasn't quite what I thought it was going to be, but we had a good time looking at some of the hit and miss engines there, and talking to people and looking at some of the tractors. And there was a fellow there that had the McCulloch chainsaws. He had quite a collection there. Some of the things were unbelievable. But we got out of there on Saturday just before it started to rain. So it was a lot of fun. So I'll turn it back over to you, Jeff, and we'll say good evening and listen here for a while. WATU, back to now.
Well, I always say don't worry about firing up the stove a little too early, at least for once or twice. It'll let you know if there's anything wrong with the system. A lot easier to fix that stuff when it's warm out than trying to get it fixed when it's cold out. So, good luck with that, John. You know, it's a never-ending battle when it comes to firewood. Looks like it's going to warm up here this week, though. They're saying up in the 80s and then down into the lower 50s maybe at night, but that's fine, and I'll take that this time of year pretty much any day. So, all right. Thanks, John. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2 AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KC2NBU.
KC2WI.
KD2DFD.
Alright, there's three more. Ray, we missed you at the meeting tonight. Had a good turnout. I think the count was 10, I believe. Well, what's going on?
I had the meeting written down in my book for next Tuesday. Sorry about that. We got 61 degrees. And I got my 10-year-old North Carolina truck Z-barted today so that it's ready for winter.
All right. Well, great. There was a lot of people there tonight, so we had to keep getting extra chairs. It was a good turnout, and we feel like we got a lot accomplished tonight. So, all right, Ray. Thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. KC2WI, Pete. Good evening. What's up?
Oh, there's some noise on my other radio. I don't know. Maybe I just got the squelch down. Who knows? According to the Weather Underground here, the high was 84 degrees in Glenfield on Lover's Lane Road. That's Dan. I'm not sure it was really that hot. Tomorrow's going to be 81. Thursday's going to be 82. Friday's going to be 82. Saturday's going to be 81. And then Saturday night, it's going to get cloudy and rain. But that's the National, the North Country Public Radio, no, the blizzard forecast kind of indicated that it was going to be a little bit cooler on Thursday than tomorrow. So I guess, you know, it's splitting hairs maybe, but looks like a pretty good next few days. And one way or another, I'm going to try to get out. I don't know about going camping or not, but it might be a good opportunity. Other than that, I guess not too much going on here. I'm going to call it an early night, I think, and another guy coming in the morning to drop something off. I probably should just be working on them all day, but I think I'm going to go out, maybe canoe on the Black River or something, I don't know. KC2WI.
All right, Pete. Well, this week they keep saying the evenings are going to be warmer than I think they might be. We're going to find out here. I guess it's got that feel that the evenings are going to be a little cooler than the mid-50s, but I could be wrong. Maybe we'll get some humidity in there and it'll hold it up a bit, or maybe it'll be cloudy. But anyway, all right, well, thanks for checking in. I think you said you're a mobile, or if not, well, have a safe drive back there, Pete, and we'll catch up with you later. All right, KD2DFD. Pete, good evening. What's going on?
Good evening, Jeff, and everyone else on the net. Nice meeting tonight. It was nice to meet everybody again for the second time this year. Drove into camp. Temperature on my $2 Porsche thermometer is about 57, 58 degrees. The fog has rolled in. You can see some beautiful stars out tonight. So another beautiful evening at camp. So just wanted to say hello to everybody again who was at the meeting. And hope to talk to you again soon. So I'll send it back to you, Jeff, KD2DFD.
All right, Pete. Great. Yeah, there's nothing like being at camp. And camp is, I think it's one of those North Country things, you know. Everybody knows where camp is, and it's in a different place for everybody. So, all right. Thanks, Pete. Good seeing you again, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins? Well, for myself, I've been working today. Had a couple errands to run. And then we went up to the meeting. Finally remembered. It's amazing how many of those I forget. Even though I almost 3 or 4 times a week, I tell everybody when it is, and I still end up forgetting. But that was about it. So we got to do some work here late tonight. Got some servers that are going to be upgraded, and we usually try to wait until nighttime to do those. So that's really about it. So, all right, this is KD2AIT. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
WAT with Colin.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, it had to do with the camp kind of thing. I built our camp in 1969, and for years, you know, and going off to college and stuff, and Kathy and I were coming up here for the last 8 or 9 years, and if we forgot something, we had to go all the way back to Clay or Syracuse. We really, relied on a list. And it's so interesting now. I don't know how many people on frequency are listening, but it's really kind of neat because our we have the 33 acres of land here, which is not a whole lot, but our camp is at the other end, and we can just leave here and walk right over there. So if you want to go to camp, it's in walking distance, and now we forget something that's also in walking distance. So it's kind of neat. We don't miss that 70-mile trip all the way back to Syracuse and forgetting things, but it's kind of nice having your camp on your same property. One tax bill, one everything. WATU, back to that.
Roger that. Yeah, it's my wife bought her car here last year, well, a little over a year ago. I told her, one of the things your car must do is be high enough to get off the ground to get over the rocks here on my camp road. And I said, because I'm tired of, if I forget something, a lot of times she'll just drop it off to me on her way up through to Forestport. I said, I got to drive all the way up there and then drive all the way back. It'd be nice if you could just drive all the way in on your own. And so we did that. But yeah, and I have a list. I have an app on my phone there. I let you create little checklists, and you can save them. You can share them with other people. And I have my checklist at camp for when I go. And my checklist at camp for when I leave, and to make sure I bring the stuff that I need, and I also try to create a list throughout the week, you know, or however long it's been the last time I go to camp, of what I need to bring up there, which reminds me I have a couple things I have to add, and another thing I try to do is I try to get cheap versions of the things I have at home, leave them up at camp, you know, so. Most of my tools and stuff here at the house, I don't want to keep carrying them around up there. So instead of a real nice hammer, I'll go get a Harbor Freight you know, cheap $5 hammer and make sure I have one up there, stuff like that. But, all right, thanks, John, and we'll catch up with you later. All right, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins?
KA2000Z.
I think somebody doubled in there with Jack. Was there anybody else?
KC2WI.
All right, we'll get Jack here first. KA2ZNZ. Jack, what's going on tonight?
Well, beautiful day down here today. We got to about 78, and it's still about 65, and it can cool down a little more overnight. I like it. I like cool nights. But anyways, nice day, a lot of sunshine. Couldn't ask for anything better, really. And I'm still getting the interference from Rochester, but I got the beam set right here where I can still hear you folks over it. But hopefully I'm getting in there okay. 7-3 small. KA2ZNZ.
All right, Jack. Yeah, we were discussing that a bit at the meeting because I've been picking it up at my camp location. I picked it up a few times, and he was saying he picked it up in Otter Lake, and I know others have heard it too. So, all right, Jack. Well, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. I think KC2WI had a comment. Go ahead.
Yeah, about the camp thing. When I go to camp, I'm going home to the folks, but it's like going to camp. And you'd think that I wouldn't really have to take anything. But, you know, that is the case. I always spend an hour or two or three trying to think about what do I need to take with me. If I'm taking work, if I'm taking computers to work on and stuff, then I got to think about taking the computers, the laptop preferably. Leave the towers for here. What version of Windows is it? Do I need my Windows 7 disk or Windows 8 disk or, you know, this, that? I better update my, you know, virus scanning, auto-booting stuff and all that kind of stuff. And then just other things. Boy, I don't need hammers and stuff like that, but ham stuff or camping stuff or whatever. I know, John, it's about the same thing. It's like 80 miles. And if you forget it, and usually you realize that not 5 miles out, but about 25 or 30 miles out, and you just don't turn around. But yeah, it would be nice to be able to walk to camp I've thought about it, having something, here that's 10 minutes away, but it doesn't make sense for me to incur the expense and time-consumingness of that. But know exactly what you're talking. It would be really nice to just be able to basically walk to camp or maybe even drive a few miles. KC2WI.
Yeah, I hear you on that. Even though I'm only 20 minutes away, I like having a little distance between home and camp myself, a little bit. So one time we were going to look at some property up there, and I said, yeah, you know what? This is only 2 miles away from camp. I said, we don't really want to look at that. Just because I said it's a little too close. I don't want to be that close. So I like having a little bit of a buffer between here and the house. But maybe that's just me. All right. Are there any other comments or queries?
WATU, I just can't resist.
Go ahead, John.
Well, we probably all have stories of what we left. I remember on the way up to camp one time, and I should have left extra. You learn through experience, I guess. I forgot the keys, and I was probably like 30 miles out of Syracuse, and so we had to turn around and go back and get the keys. And then one time I left camp and kind of in a rush, and it was in the winter, of course. It couldn't be in nice weather. And I left my pager, which, when you say pager, it's different. It's a voice pager, my work pager, at the camp, So, again, another few hours trip because it would not have been a good thing to go back to work and deal with all the people that try to get in contact with you. And so, we've all had experiences, you know, about either forgetting to take something or leaving something there that's vitally important to our existence as far as work goes. WATU.
Yep, that's definitely true. Well, not last weekend, the weekend before, we had all the kids at the camp. One night before that, a couple of kids came up before that, and I had gone up to DeSantis's there in Barneville and got some we got some lamb chops to have, and I got all the way back, and I realized we had left the lamb chops right there at the counter. And unfortunately, I realized it right when I had half of dinner cooked. So I had to drive all the way back and come all the way back again to get them. So it was, yeah, forgetting things at camp can sometimes be a little pain, but I think that's what's supposed to be part of it. All right, are there any other comments or queries? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency of regular language use. I'd like to thank, my father John, Kevin, George, John up in Hinckley Reservoir there, Ray, Pete, and then Pete up on Egypt Road, and Jack. Say 73, is anyone else listening in? This is KD2 AIT, clear.
This is KD2FPM. I once again want to thank you guys for allowing us to attend your meeting tonight. That was really awesome. Again, can't say thank you enough to be able to meet you guys. That was really cool. All right, on that note, I will say 73 and thank you for use of the Echolink through the repeater, and hopefully we'll catch you guys tomorrow night. KD2FPM is clear. This is KD2FPM. Is the repeater in use?
KC2NBU.
Okay, KC2NBU, I'm taking the repeater is not in use. I'm going to try to do Octan. Jack's having an issue, KA2ZNZ. Because of that issue we discussed at the meeting tonight with the Rochester repeater. I'll hold for one moment.
No, the repeater's not in use. I was just, I heard somebody come on.
Okay, Roger, we have you checked in. This is KD2FPM with the Oneida County Traffic Emergency Net, which is currently being held on the 145.170. Right now I'm looking for any and all stations with or without traffic. Come now, please.
This is N2WBX, good evening, no trip.
KD2AIT, good evening, no traffic.
Okay, let's hold right there for a moment. This is KD2FM, net control for Octan. I'm going to acknowledge stations KC2NBU, N2WBX, KD2AIT. Still looking for stations with or without traffic for Octan. This is Octan. This is KD2FPN, looking for any and all stations for Octane, with or without traffic. All right, I'm not hearing anything else, so I tell you what, I'll make it a final call. Any stations for Octane, come now, please. Okay, with nothing heard, I will close out this session here on this repeater for the Octane. Thank everyone who checked in. Your check-ins are greatly appreciated. Hopefully we'll catch you guys again tomorrow night. Until then, I will say 7-3. I'm heading back to the 145.17. 7-3s and good night.
KD2AIT, Jeff, you still monitoring?
Roger, what's up?
Let me guess. I missed a meeting about PO tones.
Yeah, we talked about it briefly. Somebody was going to try to see if there was anything we could do with an outbound tone. But also I said that I would try to contact the repeater, see if maybe there's anything they might be able to do. If, you know, just ask them, like, if there's anything they might be able to do. Somebody there at the meeting said that they had recently modified their equipment, changed out their equipment, and so maybe they might have boosted the power or had a new antenna or whatever.
Yeah, all it takes is a couple of feet higher and it's going to increase the range, you know. But what about Rochester? Would they consider the PL tones?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly am going to ask if they might do that. We'll see. I don't know. I don't know yet. It doesn't seem to be tripping up our repeater. You know, everybody's just hearing the other end there, and I heard it up at camp, and a few times when I was up there last Saturday, I got a new antenna also, so I thought maybe it was just me, but some others had said that the it was also the other day it also changed their equipment too. So. I don't know. It'll definitely be worth just seeing through what options they have on their end.
Okay. Well, keep me posted. I said that I had it written down wrong in my book, or I would have been there.
All right. No problem. Well, yeah, there wasn't a lot. I mean, we discussed some of that, starting to talk about the Christmas party and some other stuff with the kids down there at the Dodge Pratt. So, anyway, all right. Well, I'll let you go. It's KD2AIT.
KC2NBU clear.
Yeah, Jeff and Ray, WATU. Jeff, that's always been a problem when I lived out in Clay in Syracuse. Nothing's really changed up there. That their system up there, I know Mike Rink, they're up at 2,400 feet, so they could have 5 watts up there, and the PL tone's 110.9. The problem is that it shouldn't have been really coordinated. It was just too close to the Boonville repeater, which has been around since, you know, way, way back with WA2FK and... you know, years ago. So, yeah, 2,400 feet, it doesn't take much.
Well, what was the, I'm sorry, I got you. What was the club again?
That repeater's out in Rochester. The guy, the trustee of it, his name is Mike Rink. And it's in the same area the 145.11 Bristol Hill repeater is. And, it's got an elevation of 2,400 feet. Now, they used to have most 99% of the repeaters in the Rochester area have a PL of 110.9. And I don't know, they put that on. Now, during the day, I have heard people, when the conditions have been right, they're working that repeater, and they were tripping this repeater. you know, the audio wasn't coming through, but it would kerchunk this repeater because of their elevation out there. You know, if someone's up, if they're in a high area out there, they're going to get into this repeater.
All right, okay, that helps. I can look up then from there. All right, thanks, John. I'll probably get out of that here sometime here this week. I just got to give myself some time. I'm actually working right now, so I'm not to let everybody go. But all right, thanks. KD2AIT, clear.
After if anything I can help you, I'd be more glad to. I was involved quite a bit with UNIREPCO years ago with Howard Lester, and we used to have certain criteria for setting up repeaters. That was 120 miles or something, but I don't know. Everything's changed. Everybody's just kind of doing what they want to do. And hi to you, Ray. WATU, clear. If I can help...